Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh, relying on unnamed national security sources, recently published an article on his Substack about the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. Two pipelines, known as Nord Stream 1, provided Western Europe with cheap Russian gas for more than a decade. These pipelines were seen by NATO as a threat to Western dominance. Profits were shared with the Russian government and provided up to 45% of their annual budget. A second pair, called Nord Stream 2, had been built but were not yet operational. NATO was concerned that as long as Europe remained dependent upon these pipelines, Germany would be reluctant to supply Ukraine with money and weapons to fight Russia. And so the Biden administration authorized Jake Sullivan to assemble a task force with members of the Biden White House, the CIA, and the Pentagon to come up with a plan for the destruction of the pipelines. The operation was run by Victoria Nuland, Anthony Blinken, and Jake Sullivan. The Navy proposed using a submarine to assault the pipeline directly. The Air Force proposed dropping bombs with delayed fuses. And the CIA argued that whatever was done, it would have to be covert, because if the attack was traced to the U.S., then it would be an act of war. In early 2022, right after the CIA reported to Sullivan that they had a plan, both Victoria Nuland and President Biden publicly threatened to bring an end to Nord Stream 2.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2.
According to the source, this public announcement meant that blowing up the pipeline no longer could be considered a covert option, and that there was no longer a legal requirement to report their plans to Congress. The Americans partnered with Norway, who had their own motivations for the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines, which would allow them to sell more of their own natural gas to Europe. In March of 2022, members of the team flew to Norway to meet with the Norwegian Secret Service. The Norwegian Navy decided on a spot in the shallow waters of the Baltic Sea, a few miles off Denmark's Bornholm Island, where the divers, operating from a Norwegian Alta-class mine hunter, would plant C4 charges with concrete protective covers on the four pipelines. Divers were chosen from the U.S. Navy's Diving and Salvage Center in Panama City, which specializes in training deepwater divers to use C4 explosives, because they were Navy only and not members of America's Special Operations Command, whose covert operations would need to be reported to Congress. The mission was secretly embedded into an annual training exercise already scheduled for June of 2022, known as Baltic Operations 22, or BALTOPS 22, wherein the Panama City divers would place C4 explosives with a 48-hour timer attached. But the White House then worried that triggering the explosion within 2 days of the well-publicized training exercise would make it obvious that America was responsible. And so it was decided that the C4 would be triggered by a sonar buoy, later dropped by plane. The buoy would emit a sequence of unique low-frequency tonal sounds to trigger the explosives. On September 26, 2022, a Norwegian Navy P-8 surveillance plane dropped the sonar buoy. The signal spread underwater, and a few hours later, the high-powered explosives were triggered, and three of the four pipelines were put out of commission. According to Hersh's national security sources, it was a beautiful cover story. It was a covert operation that placed experts in the field and equipment that operated on a covert signal. The only flaw was the decision to do it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reiss.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's so many amazing pro-truth, pro-freedom, pro-America talk show hosts and reporters and analysts out there. One of my favorites is Emerald Robinson. And, of course, she was a former White House correspondent for Newsmax and OAN. Refused to be censored. She's currently the host of Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson on frankspeech.com. You can find her on Twitter at Emerald Robinson, again, at Twitter. And she's with us to cover all the food processing plants and things that keep blowing up. And, again, I like Jim Jordan on the service, but he took a bunch of big tech money. He's been soft on Google. And is he really doing all he can do with these hearings? She wants to take him to the woodshed. I think it's important that we hold their feet to the fire. We'll talk about the pipeline blowing up, Joe Biden, just the whole war in Ukraine, so much more with Emerald Robinson. Emerald, great to have you. What do you want to tackle first?
Why don't we get into the subcommittee on the weaponization of the FBI, because I think there's a lot to unpack there. While there's lots of good sound bites, as there always are, there's been so much more going on behind the scenes, and I've taken to the woodshed. I don't know if I go that far yet. Jury's still out on how Jim Jordan chairs this subcommittee, but I will tell you, Alex, I would have liked to have seen some different witnesses yesterday. I know from sources, and actually from Kyle Serafin, who is a former one of the FBI whistleblowers, he came on my show yesterday. There were some actual whistleblowers who could have given their firsthand accounts, right, and been much more powerful witnesses out of the gate, because as you and I know, on the first day of a highly anticipated committee, the first hearing is when you're probably going to get most of your eyeballs, right? So I think it'd been much stronger to put those whistleblowers out there. Some of them were willing to go public despite the kind of backlash they get. They thought it was important. They were slated to be in the public testimony yesterday, and then at the last minute, they were moved to private testimony. We haven't gotten any word back from committee members on why that decision was made. And so we hope to, because we think it's important to explain why that decision was made, given
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. The question is, why didn't Jim Jordan bring forward the slated smoking gun whistleblowers, which would have been 10 times more powerful? Is he backpedaling because he's getting big tech money?
I think that yesterday that raised the questions even more. And there were a lot of questions heading into yesterday from people in D.C. who, you know, there are some good people in D.C., Alex. So, you know, you feel like there's none left. There are people who have been trying to help the committee and help them organize it in a way that they can be the most effective, tell them what to look for and how to actually approach the misconduct of the FBI, bring it out, and then how you deal with it once you prove it. And I don't think that they were feeling very hopeful headed into yesterday based on their conversations and then the change of witnesses. So they're not quite there yet. I also know that they haven't staffed up really enough to deal with the portfolio of material that they're going to have to deal with, because it's not just the censorship, right? It's not just targeting parents who spoke out about CRT or genderqueer books in libraries. It's a whole host of issues to tackle, and that requires a lot of help.
I agree. So from your research as an investigative journalist, what has the FBI and Justice Department really done? I mean, they're not just saying that conservative Catholics are terrorists and secret memos now coming out. They're not just manipulating the election results. I mean, they are interfaced with old media, big tech, against the American people.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I feel like you look back and the term Praetorian Guard from the old Roman days really comes to mind when we're thinking about our FBI and CIA, because basically with the kind of censorship that they're doing and the interference, I believe, in the elections, the way that they're targeting average American citizens for ideology, they're really the ones running the country. And I think Congress has to take a stand and try to take some ground back. And that's going to be a really hard job, because one thing I've discovered since November 3rd, 2020, and even before then, it became very clear to me in 2018 that an administration really doesn't have control of D.C. or the country, right? They can make some suggestions, but it's really the bureaucracy and then the intelligence community that has the most say as to what happens, especially when it comes to foreign policy. And you saw the headbutting that went on when Trump tried to change U.S. foreign policy. That they were quick to try to take him out. And that's how you got the Ukrainian impeachment.
Well, that's right. Trump's not perfect, but what he did was anger the deep state and make them come out in the open. And we saw that what he tried to do, they just ignored, showing it's a bipartisan deep state, and that's what you're exposing. And so really, is Congress just ceremonial? Are they vestigial? Are they just a clown show? Or are they going to stand up like the Church Committee did in the 70s and reassert the people's control by our elected representatives over this out-of-control permanent deep state?
Yeah, and I think that this is the opportunity to show it, to show that they actually can cause some effect and hold accountability to the institutions and take that ground of freedom for the American people. It will be this committee, right? To some degree, the oversight committee that's working very hard on also the censorship, but also, as Congressman Andy Dick said on my show today, he's particularly trying to tackle the surveillance that both you and I know a lot about. The FBI overreach and surveillance of regular American people that just seems to increase all the time.
What can we do to get Jim Jordan to do his job? Because I'm not just here to criticize people for fun, but I know when you're real, like James O'Keefe and Veritas with that huge coup 2 weeks ago, now notice he's been removed. I mean, I know what it's like when you're actually really changing things that come after you. You've had that happen to you as well. And so Jim Jordan, it seems like, is no Mitt Romney, but he's also no George Washington. He's trying to play both sides.
Well, I can tell you that they respond to pressure. So if you keep asking questions, his office gets uncomfortable enough to do something. So the case in point, remember in the lead up to the midterm elections, and they kept talking about this group of whistleblowers, Jim Jordan was out there on the media all the time. He was writing letter after letter to the Biden Department of Justice, seeking answers and saying he was going to get accountability, that he was going to protect these whistleblowers. Well, after the midterms, the ones I was speaking to, so they just didn't hear anything anymore from Jim Jordan's office. They weren't even hearing from his staffers other than when they were attacked, you know, or say something, say, oh, okay, yeah, we'll get back with you, but really didn't. So once we started asking Jim Jordan's office why they hadn't been in contact, did they plan to get in contact with them? They're saying you're not in contact. And we started reporting that on our show. Well, surprise, surprise, Jim Jordan's office reaches out to said whistleblowers and starts having conversations. And one of the things that policy people in D.C. who are on the right side of things and who really care about our Constitution and American people and are super concerned about the chipping away at the Constitution, they also know that Jim Jordan is someone, though he's hesitant, you can apply pressure to you. So if you keep asking questions, you keep publicly reporting exactly what's going on and don't get caught up into the sensationalism of good soundbite, you can kind of shift him in the right direction to actually do the right thing.
Well, that was my next question. If you have smoking gun whistleblowers, that's what you cover. You don't just show a few emails and then let them lie about it. Are they planning to bring the whistleblowers forward, even though they interviewed them privately? Why haven't they brought them forward?
That remains to be seen. We don't know. And that's something we're asking Jim Jordan's office about, along with other members of the committee. Now, I from how I understand the committee structured, while Dan Bishop does have a certain amount of power, it is still really Jim Jordan's baby. There was some hope amongst the people who were trying to help them structure the committee that Dan Bishop would have a little more power than he seems to have, and that Jim Jordan would sort of just sign off on the subpoenas, right, as the chair, but as the sub-chair, that Dan Bishop would really be the one running. It doesn't seem that they're there yet. So we're asking, why did you put them out there first and all, and when will you? Why, if they're willing to go public, why just do it as private testimony? Because I think what everyone can agree on, and if you look at any polling, right, from real pollsters like Rasmussen, even Democrat voters want transparency. They just want to see what's behind the curtain instead of hearing talking.
That's right. Emerald Robinson, stay right there. We'll come back more and talk about this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so special about that place.
Well, investigative journalist and news anchor, Emerald Robinson's almost the rest of the hour. And I've got a lot of questions for her. I want to finish up with these hearings and how powerful they already are. Imagine how much more powerful they would be if Jim Jordan wasn't, I think, soft-pedaling things. I want to talk about the Veritas coup that's happening. I want to get into all of these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of food processing plants blown up, burned down. Statistically, the insurance companies admit that this has got to be most of it being carried out by somebody. Big picture, though, million-foot view about the world today and what you see. I see a big awakening, but I see the system only increasing its tyranny in response. What is your view just as a human being about the world today?
My view, I absolutely agree with you. And I saw that ramp up really in the Trump years, right? Because Trump's greatest legacy to me will always be the great awakening that he evoked. People became more aware of how corrupt our institutions were, how it was affecting their everyday lives. The people they thought that they could trust, they could not. And that's only accelerated. But as you said, in response, the system, the DC bureaucracy, the DC swamp, the globalists, the global institutions have all ramped up their plan. In fact, remember, they used to talk about 2050. And during the Trump years, this whole zero carbon has been moved up to 2030. And you can really feel that pressure when you're in Washington, D.C. And especially if I cover the Biden White House, Alex, you can almost sense the panic, right? Because they had so quietly been doing this and for decades that they played the long game and infiltrated the institutions that then when people were finally paying attention, and made it harder to do, and they knew their timeline was shorter, and they're just moving so fast and so hard. And so we see these food processing plant fires. We see the forced indoctrination of our children in school, despite the parents going and screaming and actually fighting this. It seems like the system is just doing everything it can to crush the will of the people.
Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven. They know we're waking up, so they're accelerating their already behind schedule plan. But it only seems to, again, paradoxically wake more people up. So how do you see that ending? I mean, this is a wild time right now.
I don't know. And that's probably the question I get asked the most, Alex. Whether I go to a family gathering or whether someone sees me out in public and knows me or whether it's my kindergarten teacher. It's the question I get asked. And honestly, I don't know. I just try to cover the events as honestly as I can so people are aware of what is going on. But if things don't change soon, I'm not optimistic, I would say, how it ends. But I'm Christian, so I always have my faith in the Lord and I do what I can. But there's still the local level. This is what I tell people. If you're feeling overwhelmed, I think you can understand that at the local level, there's still an ability to affect change. A little bit harder to, mess with the elections there. And people have to be more involved than they have. People have been so complacent over the last few decades thinking that good people were largely in charge. You know, overall, I mean, they always felt the system was somewhat rigged, but they felt a little bit safe because, they were feeding their families and they could go buy a home and buy gas for their car. But as that changes, they're getting a little more activated and you can go get involved in it. You can volunteer. And I think, the school board wins in Florida and really across the country. There was some major flipping of school boards. And I think that's a great example. And I talked to Ryan Gerdusky of the 1776 PAC, who was responsible for a lot of that. And I asked Ryan, is this just a school board phenomenon? Can you do the same thing in any local race across the country, board of commissioners, whatever? He said, yeah, it could be emulated. He said, I was just focused and was, funded to focus on school boards, but you can really replicate this plan at any level.
Exactly. The moral of the story is when good people take action, we're unstoppable. But how do you get the public to realize they have all the power?
Just by keep saying it. And I try to think, every time I do a broadcast and we talk about all the problems, I always try to talk about what is the solution. Because I think people, it could be so easy for everyone to throw up their hands right now and say, well, it's over. You know, it's just going to hell in a handbasket. There's nothing I can do about it. But I think as outside of the mainstream media, we have to be aware that people can feel that way if we just talk about the doom and gloom every day without talking about, well, what are real solutions to fix it? And I have great guests on, as do you. And I know you're very proactive with yours as well and talking about what's the fix. And I think more people have to be doing that. And talking to our neighbors and our friends and family about it, a lot of people have wanted to turn apolitical, and I get that. But I think there's a soft way to encourage the people around us to be activated and not make them fearful or feel attacked.
I agree with you. This whole Nord Stream thing coming out with Cy Hirsch. Folks, Cy Hirsch has won Pulitzer Prizes, My Lai Massacre back in the 60s, right through to today. He has good people in the government giving him intel. So I see that as very positive that he has these sources that we know he's never lied about, sources that exposed how the whole bombing happened, and Biden's trying to deny it happened, but then he went on TV and said we're gonna get rid of the pipeline. If Russia invades, we're gonna get rid of the pipeline. So to me, that shows there is a major fissure or split inside the government as well, and there's a lot of folks in our government that don't want World War III. So that gives me hope as well.
I agree. And I don't think we hear about them as often, but there are. And with Cy Hirsch's sources, and that was an extremely detailed piece, right? It was fantastically written, extremely detailed. And why it's such detail that it is making it very difficult for the Biden administration to lie about it, even though they continue to do so. You saw the spokesperson for the State Department yesterday. I mean, he struggles a lot, but he really struggled in trying to counter the details presented by another reporter in Cy Hirsch's piece. And I'll tell you, I've talked to other people who were within the CIA and were in the military intelligence, and they had sources, and they say Cy is absolutely right. And then you also have further confirmation. And remember, I don't know if you saw it, because it wasn't reported in any, even, you know, sort of some of the alternative media outlets we go to, but there was a podcast, Monkey Works. He likes to track this guy who's a former DOD contractor. He likes to track the flight patterns of commercial flights, military flights, you know, aircraft. And he had picked up a Navy aircraft that was over the area where the pipeline explosion happened at about the time that had happened. And that had, I think that was reported, you know, right after, a couple days after it happened, and that didn't get a ton of attention. We had covered it on the show, and then we talked about it again today with a CIA veteran and military veteran, Larry Johnson, who said that just further confirms what Cy Hirsch reported, and there's really no way to poke holes in Hirsch's reporting. Now, this is one of the major problems I have with it, is that we have a media that is so willing to push us into war, right, with the narrative. And I can tell you, Alex, that and anchors have been told, it's just like with the COVID thing. Remember when that money was coming from HHS and you weren't allowed to question the vaccines because the media companies were taking the money, the outlets were taking Biden administration money to basically sell the vaccines? It's the same feeling about Ukraine. When I talk to my friends who are still in corporate media, they're basically told, you can't say anything that counters the narrative coming out of the White House or the administration regarding Ukraine, what's really happening there. You have to go with the narrative. You can't ask if that's really the picture of the conflict on the ground. And you can't question Zelensky at all.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because this facade is starting to break. And once it breaks, it's going to collapse. What comes next? Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, you can find her daily at frankspeech.com. Great investigative journalist Emerald Robinson at Emerald Robinson on Twitter. Emerald, you got caught up in the break. You're making a point about this war, where it's going, how they create this wall of funding and censorship, like came out in the documents from Twitter last year. Don't just criticize open borders or forced inoculation or lockdowns, but don't criticize the Afghan withdrawal. Don't criticize the war in Ukraine. That's all illegal, to have the government involved trying to suppress citizens giving their opinion, claiming it's disinformation. It's real tyranny, and it seems like we have a Republican headline here, Republicans push to end Ukraine aid. It seems like people are starting to figure this out, and now the news coming out, this pipeline was blown up. Hell, Biden bragged about it before they did it. That really seems to take the moral high ground away. Where do you see this going?
I do think with this reporting by Sai, it's going to make it harder for the U.S. to continue to send Ukrainian aid, because clearly we've escalated the situation and made it harder. That was the time that they were supposed to be doing diplomatic talks, right? Russia had showed a willingness to actually have diplomatic conversations. And while clearly the U.S. was busy partnering with Norway and other nations to sabotage the pipeline, which, you know, Joe Biden actually made plausible in completing because he had lifted the sanctions and made it easier, you know, after the President Trump had tried to make it a little bit harder to actually complete the pipeline. I think too, particularly Republican members of Congress are getting pressure from their constituents to stop this crazy blank check to Ukraine aid, while their constituents are at home not being able to afford eggs and milk because it's so expensive and they don't have anyone to help them. Our Congress and our administration and government continue to just send millions, billions over to Ukraine. And that's not sitting well with people. And when you have the focus on it this way, they kind of have to do something.
I agree with you. So you're a smart lady. I want your opinion on this. How do you see this going with Russia set to basically triple the invasion they did a year ago in the next 6, 7, 8 days? I'm not glad Russia invaded, but I know the West started a proxy war there. I want to just see this end. Where do you think this is going?
I'm not sure, but I would say that eventually, when I talk to people and I ask the question who know much more about, you know, Russia, the Ukrainian conflict than me and diplomatic relations, you know, Russia has gained more ground than the U.S. ever promised they would. And at some point, it just doesn't look like it's possible for Ukraine to really win the conflict, even though we're in the proxy war with them. And at some point, there's just going to have to be some diplomatic sit down. Now, you could also, I guess, take the pessimistic view and say this is going to lead us into World War III. It's going to probably go one way or the other. I can't say that I really have a really good answer on that one.
Let's shift gears into politics. What do you make of the DeSantis-Trump battle? DeSantis set to announce very soon. Trump obviously already announced attacking DeSantis. Watching this and getting ready for the 2024 campaign that's pretty much already started, what's your view on that?
Well, I don't think it's benefiting Republicans, this, you know, kind of antagonistic relationship. I have lots of questions about Governor Ron DeSantis, right? I want to know what his real foreign policy is because we don't know that. And he's spoken in the past as a member of Congress. He's been supportive of, you know, aid to Ukraine and some of the more establishment foreign policy initiatives. And I think that could be a real red flag. I wonder, too, why he is backed by the establishment. What is so different about him who has been, you know, really hard-headed as a governor, considering how the establishment, the uniparty, really want a governor to be? He wouldn't be the one you would think they would be supporting. Why are they, the Republican establishment, behind him in the way that they weren't behind Donald Trump? So I think those are questions that need to be answered. Now, with the former president, who I thought was a great president, I don't think it benefits him to attack Ron DeSantis at this point, because he's a very popular governor and he's been very effective for his constituents of Florida. Now, would I say this is the best time for Ron to run? I don't think so. I think he should probably continue to stay king of Florida, and he's a young guy and he has lots of opportunity for the future. I think it'd also be great to see him and Trump work together better, right? Because they are both so popular with the American people and they were both so effective in their role. The only thing that concerns me about Donald Trump and where I think he's weak is that he continues to have some people around him who do not have America First initiatives really at heart or the best interests of the American people in mind. And I think he still needs to do some personnel cleanup as he has into.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really sick of Jared Kushner. I'm really sick of his daughter, Ivanka. I'm really sick of him still saying the shot works when everybody knows it doesn't. So. But I like Trump being anti-World War III. I like him controlling the border. I like him bringing jobs back. I know the deep state hates him because he doesn't listen to them. He does whatever he wants. They like DeSantis because he'll sit down at a table with the elites. Doesn't mean he totally agrees with them. But with Trump, his great asset is that he's pig-headed, but it's also his great negative.
Well, and I think his foreign policy was a great asset, right? He was truly America first. If he wouldn't have been for sending all this money over to Ukraine, there would have been, I don't think Russia would have invaded if Donald Trump had been president. I think that's, you know, we all believe that. I don't think that we'd be currently in this situation, but if we had been, there'd been probably a quicker end and a more peaceful end to the conflict. I don't see when Ron DeSantis actually announces. I know the punditry is behind Ron DeSantis, right? A lot of, and I can tell you, Alex, some of those people who were so pro-Trump and who still go on TV and talk pro-Trump all the time, you know, just Trump, 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 and they talk to him on the phone all the time, they're chomping at the bit to back DeSantis. And they've already had these conversations. Major, you know, media figures who are aligned or are seen publicly to be aligned with Trump, they're ready to throw him to the wayside and get behind DeSantis. I think that Republican voters and real Republicans shouldn't fall into the trap yet. Wait and see and watch both of them. Because, again, there's a lot we don't know about Ron DeSantis. So he is clearly a very good governor for Florida. And there's no questioning that.
I want to talk about infrastructure attacks. You already kind of mentioned this, but, I mean, I've seen the insurance numbers. We're talking thousands of times the normal amount of every form of food processing burning down. We see Extinction Rebellion burning stuff down in Europe. We see the left, you know, cutting off infrastructure. What would the reason be to shut off U.S. infrastructure, and what do you think is behind all these attacks?
Look, it's the easiest answer, right? There is no way when you put him on a list, and there's a great list that Zero Hedge put out, but it's only up to June 2022, and we've seen dozens of more attacks since then on food processing plants. You just have to look and know that doesn't happen that you have over 100 plants hit, plants worldwide, without there being some kind of conspiracy. That doesn't accidentally happen. A kindergartner would know that. But particularly, there's a Dr. Andrew Huff, and he's one of the most famous whistleblowers right now. And I'll say, when you ask what can we do, I mean, the whistleblowers are really kind of saving the day right now, right? So we need to support whistleblowers. But this one in particular, Dr. Andrew Huff, he's known because he was a vice president for EcoHealth Alliance, and he blew the whistle on Peter Daszak, the CEO for EcoHealth, and how they really were involved with making COVID-19, and they worked with the federal government. They funded by the NIH, the Tides, the Fauci, all that. He confirmed all that. He puts all the information out there. Well, what a lot of people might not know is that his other area of expertise happens to be critical food infrastructure, food supply. And that goes back to his days in academia when he was actually commissioned with a DHS, the Department of Homeland Security grant, to create a list of critical food infrastructure, food processing plants, their vulnerability for a tool that DHS has called FASTCAT. So he created this list.
Hold on, Stan, tell us about that list when we come back. This is just breaking on Fox News. Let me come back. Another object over America has just been shot down over Alaska. So things are getting...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chinese spy balloon story with Emerald Robinson, reporter over at Frank Speech TV, former White House correspondent. But magically, it just broke like 5 minutes ago. We have the clip right now at a White House press briefing. They bring up another Chinese balloon shot down. Canada said last week another one's already over Canada. Now there's another one, and they confirm they shot it down. So this is not an accident. What is China doing? Here's the clip. We'll get Emerald Robinson's take on it.
Can you speak to rumors that there is another Chinese balloon above Alaska or any other parts of U.S. territory that the U.S. shot down?
So I can confirm that the Department of Defense was tracking a high-altitude object over Alaska airspace in the last 24 hours. The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object, and they did, and it came inside our territorial waters. Those waters right now are frozen, but inside territorial airspace and over territorial waters. Fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command took down the object within the last hour.
Emerald, studying this, these balloons are between 70 and 90,000 feet. Now they're at 60 and 40,000 feet. These are not malfunctions. These are obviously provocative. We don't know yet why this is happening, but what's your view on it?
Well, I think it's a clear provocation, and it shows how little China thinks of Joe Biden and any kind of pushback it'll get. China's testing the waters, in my opinion. I don't think it's just my opinion. If you look, public sentiment, Rasmussen did a poll in the last week, and Americans, the majority of Americans do feel like we're at risk of going to war with China, or that we will go to war. And that's up significantly from the Trump years. And they don't have a lot of confidence in how Joe Biden handles China. Clearly, most people feel that he's compromised. And especially as we learn more, or as more people are learning about the laptop, since it's finally getting attention, Hunter Biden's laptop. I think that's scary. What I also think is really scary, Alex, is I had Gordon Chang on this week. You know, he's a China hawk, a China expert. He says that in China, the Chinese people feel that they're preparing to go to war. A lot of the young men really feel like they're potentially going to be in a war. So clearly, if the Chinese people are feeling that way, that's the downstream from the Communist Party. And I think that that's extremely concerning in telling us the
Well, that's right. The Communist Party said a bunch the last few years, prepare for war with the U.S., and they're basically at war with us. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but Joe Biden says that we're in a competition. And so when you have a country that views itself in competition with a country that thinks it's already actively at war, you're already starting in a handicapped position, not to mention what it means now for our military. I talked to members of the military, both current and former, active and veteran, and they are extremely concerned about the way we've depleted our resources with this Ukraine conflict and sent our weapons off and put ourselves in this sort of, you know, depleted
so they lure us into
a
war there,
war.
And then China launches its main war.
We're in an extremely vulnerable position right now, and I think that's something that we don't talk enough about, and I think a lot of Americans are not aware of.
Well, there's new footage of lasers, green lasers, it's on GatewayPundit.com, it's also on Infowars.com, just shooting down over Hawaiian Islands. They're saying most likely from Chinese satellites. I mean, what in the world is that?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday as well. And again, it's just it's another provocation. I think China's testing the waters, and why wouldn't they at this point? It's long been their goal to take down the United States, and they see us, I think, at one of the most vulnerable positions we've been in decades, if ever.
What do you think the average leftist woke person's doing right now? They just think, bring down America, that's the answer. Attack America, attack the family, attack God, attack family. I mean, it's just, what are they going to do if we actually get into a hot war with China?
Well, it'd probably fight with the Chinese, right? They'd probably take up arms with the invading army against the United States. They dislike us, so, dislike their own country so much. But look, they're the ones in the media, Alex. They're the ones who yell the loudest and do have the microphone, but they're not by and large representative of the majority of Americans. I mean, the majority of Americans truly are patriotic. And for those who do identify as a Democrat or left-leaning, and there's some of those that I know and actually have in my family. They're getting really concerned. And I would say some of my family members who are your typical Democrats, long, you know, teachers union, longtime Democrats, and they're not long for this world anyway because they're a bit older. They're getting very concerned for the generations they're leaving behind because they feel like America is not in a good place and that we are really at risk as they see what the Chinese are feeling emboldened to do. You got to remember some of these, this is a generation that some of them remembers World War II, right? And so they're afraid of where we sit now and with the build of China's military and the depletion of our own. And these are Democrats, you know, it's not the conservative, you know, pro-troop Americans we often talk to a lot.
Well, there's definitely a big awakening happening. We agreed on that. But are people really awake to how serious it is? They're awake that there's a problem, but they have any idea. I mean, I use the example, Biden attacking the poorest workers in America, even though they raise almost no tax money, and they're now hiring 87,000 and saying they're going to target waiters and people. You only do that if you want to wreck the country and make people go off the worker rolls. And I don't see how anybody could support something that cold-blooded. Our own ruling elite are against us while starting all these outside wars. It's incredible.
And I don't think the majority of Americans do. It's just the people who have the microphone, the people in the media who want to be a part of the club, right? They know I mean, some are just dumb. I can tell you, sitting in the White House press poll, about 30% of the media are just dumb. 30% are activists and truly believe this stuff and believe this way. And another 30% just want to be in the club and be successful And they know that, you know, the climb to the top involves selling out America at this point, because you're really being corporate media. You kind of have to, right, on a daily basis. You kind of have to agree to sell out your own country, because you're not going to really tell the truth. And so, you know, but they're the people, they're not the real Americans. The thing is that real Americans do have to get louder, right? And again, it goes back to, like we talked about a little bit earlier, getting more involved in your local government. And your local leadership and officials make a big difference in your life, but that's the only way to start, right? Starting at the top and taking it back over is a lot harder to do and more overwhelming. You can start there and hope you do it in time before the top totally topples down the country and ruins it.
Exactly. George Soros is spending billions to take over the law enforcement, to take over the prosecutors, and then he's got literal pedophile meth head armies with a few thousand per cities that go out and try to intimidate populists or conservatives when we protest. That shows how weak the system is. If more people just protest and get involved and get engaged, it'll be totally clear we'll win.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's still hope. It's just doing it. I am encouraged that some people are doing it, but I don't think it's fast enough. Not as fast as, you know, they're attacking our way of life and like you said, trying to bankrupt even the poorest people or the people who have to work hard and don't make a ton of money. And then again, to our food supply, like I was saying, I don't think, you know, they've been predicting food shortages, but as I wrote in a piece for Substack, they're not just predicting them, they're planning them. And that's very evident now.
Oh, I mean, the UN and the EU and Australia, they're all just saying, ban 30% of your cows, 30% next year, and stop farming. It's all evil. We need less food. We got to slow the planet down. It is so incredibly predatory at every level. Emerald Robinson, thank you so much for spending time with us. Folks can find your show at frankspeech.com and Emerald Robinson on Twitter. Great job. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's always good to see you, Alex. I'm glad you are broadcasting every day still, and we still get to hear you share the truth.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break and come back. We've got some great guest hosts from New Zealand, which is the testing ground for the New World Order more than any other country, except maybe Israel, maybe Singapore. But, I mean, it is important to know what they're going through, because that's what's next for us. Separately, I know all week long I've said, oh, this sale's about to end. I've been so busy, I haven't ended it. A bunch of stuff's about to sell out. The Alex Jones is Right sale has got in this weekend. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to cut some ads. And for the new sale, that's a great sale coming up. It's a limited items. This is the big sale across the board, 50 to 25% off on all the best-selling items. These are all the highest-grade supplements. They're amazing. You need them. Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock. It is discounted massively. Infowarsstore.com for 1776 testosterone boost, for Superfilm Vitality, for vitamin C with zinc, for VasoBeats, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Physic Magnesium, the Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart, your entire cardiovascular system, Dr. Minkovich talked about so much. And, of course, we have the best CBD oil for your joints and bones and brain you're going to find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.